This is RSPNB Update, episode 131, recorded live on Wednesday, December 19th, 2007. The birdies are real! Hello, everybody. RSPNB Update 131. What are you talking about?
You said it's the 19th of December, 8 days after your birthday.
Yes.
So I'm just saying, can you simple math?
Yes, I can.
You can.
Yes. Anyways, Brad, what time is it?
It is 8 p.m. No, 8:01 Greenwich Mean Time.
And that means it's time for RSPNB Update.
RSPNB Update time.
RSPNB Update, action figures. We should get these little action figures.
RSPNB Update action figures.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then when you pull this string on the back of yours, it says one of your favorite famous clips.
Oh, God, what clip would that be?
I don't know.
We'll find out tomorrow.
Yes, we will, won't we?
As long as it's not me singing the Beatles, I will be happy.
When you pull my string, what would my string be?
You can find that at the blog at shane.rsbnb.com.
Or the more things change, the more they stay the same.
No, just don't say it. Not even a doll would say that. No.
Yes, it would.
Because the doll with no brain at all would be smarter than you, and it would realize that that makes no sense. Sorry, that was just my impression of Shane. I wasn't actually doing that.
Okay. That said, so, Bradley. Bradler. What should
don't
I call you?
Don't call me
that. Okay.
Call me Brad.
Did you do the Christmas event?
Yes, you made me do the event.
And?
I'll be honest here. I think by Jagex standards, by some of the ones they've done previously, I think it was pretty good.
Yes, I would have to go with that statement as well, actually.
Have you done it?
Yes, of course. I did it yesterday after I got home from my last final.
Oh, how did that go?
We're not going to talk about that.
Why not? Did you fail?
It's something past and, well... We always like to look forward to the future here at RSPNB Update.
So we always talk about... No, you always talk about Star Trek. That's in the past.
What?
You do. You talk about Star Trek. Star Trek's in the past.
Oh.
Stop talking about Star Trek, Shane. It's in the past. Actually, I bought it up this week.
Yes,
oh, dear
you did.
God. This is the first RSPNB Update that I have bought up Star Trek before Shane. Wow.
Okay. So let's go through a bit of a rundown on this event, shall we? So, where'd you start it?
Aren't there people in loads of different places?
Yeah, I started
There's
in
one
Drainer.
In Ardoon. I went to the one in Ardoon.
Okay. So then, basically, you can build a snowman. You get little snow people, you know? Right?
Yes. Inuits.
No.
Like, Inuit.
There's little piles of snow that appear on the ground, so... in there, basically, what happens is you can
don't
pick
call
up
Inuits little piles of snow.
No! I'm talking there's little piles of snow on the ground.
She's being racist.
No! There's little piles of snow on the ground that appear. So, and then when you pick them up, you can make snow. You get snowballs, and with those, you can make a snowman.
Yes, I know, Shane. I'm just pissing about.
Okay.
Not literally, of course. That would be
no. Difficult. That would be bad, and we don't want.
And
to
you would
do that
probably hear
show.
It. So anyway,
okay, whatever you say.
Yes, whatever I say, Shane. Whatever I say.
So basically, if you talk to a snow imp and you get transported to this snowman place, and what
apparently
you can do?
Apparently, the size of Draenor Village.
No, yeah, actually, I think it is. Actually, it's
pretty big.
It seemed bigger, so I don't know. I liked it. What happens when you get in there is you make more snowmen and first of all, when you build a snowman, you get that emote, the snowman dance emote. What'd you think of that?
Is it just me or did it remind anyone of the Napoleon Dynamite dance?
I've never seen that movie, so I wouldn't know.
Nor have I, but I've seen the dance.
Huh. Well, you know, Jagex always does take ideas from other places, you know? So, could be. Just could
it's
be.
It's steel.
Anyways, so I don't know. After you do that, you build the snowman, you give him a hat or a weapon, and it comes alive. What did you give your snowman?
I didn't give my snowman anything because I didn't explore the update that much.
Oh, so you didn't? I gave mine a regular hat, and it says Merry Christmas. Another thing you can do is if you give it a weapon, the snowmen will fight each other.
Oh.
And then,
is that illegal, like dogfighting? You know, I don't want to go to jail, man.
I don't think...
I can't go back there.
I don't think it's that big of a problem. So.
In the real world, no. But in the pixel world, you know, these poor snowmen get abused.
They're snowmen. They're going to melt.
Oh, you bastard. How dare you? Can't believe you just said that.
Why?
Because snowmen have feelings, too.
Oh, okay. Well, basically, and then you talk to the Snow Queen, and she gives you a snow globe that displays Lumbridge. Did you get that?
Yeah, I did. What a waste. You can't use it for anything except for making snowballs.
Exactly. In fact, we're going to use it this weekend at the house party.
The house party?
Yes.
Is it the sort of house party with alcohol and nachos?
Yes, it is at Alex43's house, who's in TeamSpeak right now. Alex, you going to have nachos and alcohol there? Type something in the TeamSpeak.
He's probably not listening.
Yeah, he is.
He couldn't stand your voice.
Oh,
it irritated him too much.
No. What was I saying? Oh, yes, when you shake it, you shake the snow globe and it makes lots
shake
of snow.
Shake it, Shane. Shake it good.
And it makes snowballs in your inventory and you can wield them and throw them.
Wow, suddenly there's like nobody in and now there's like 1, 2, 3, 4... I'm really good at counting. There's 5 people in there.
Yeah, that's good. Wow. So, on Saturday at the house party, we're going to have a little snowball fight. And on Sunday, the day after, we're going to have another... we're going to have a Tazar snowball fight in the Tazar area with wind spells.
So you're basically doing lots of snowball fights.
Yes. Except the second one isn't really snowballs. Just the first one is. So.
I didn't actually bother to throw any snowballs at anyone. Because I was like... Yeah, I know. Because
you're like a child. Like, you should be a child.
You're like a child. But shut up, I'm talking. Do the snowballs actually have any effect on a player when you throw them at him?
No.
See, that's no fun.
See, I threw lots of pierce.
Yeah, but in World of Warcraft, right, they actually knock people down if they're running. So you can grief people.
Really?
You can follow them for hours and just make them fall over.
you sure do sound like you enjoy that.
I do enjoy that.
Okay.
Because there's this well, I'll just briefly explain this, but there's this place in World of Warcraft where there's this really big bridge that doesn't have any sides off, so it's pretty easy to fall off. And last Christmas, I stood there, and as people ran across, I threw snowballs and knocked them off the bridge.
You're mean. You're mean. Anyways,
you're mean. Shut up. I'm not here.
This is a very Christmassy event, so it was a nice event. I do have to.
I'll give it a pat on the back. No, I'll give it a 4.
Yeah, me too. Actually, it still doesn't beat the one with the marionettes and the Christmas tree and Varrock.
No, I think that was. It was better than that, actually, because the Christmas tree was just absolutely crap.
What? Oh.
It was crap.
I like the Christmas trees. Anyways.
If I was Andrew Garrow, though, you know, I would put a big thing on the front page that said, "There is no Father Christmas. Your parents have lied to you."
Do you have your Christmas tree up?
Sorry?
In your house?
Yeah, of course there is.
Well, that's good.
Even though I wouldn't want it up. I didn't put it up. I had nothing to do with it. I hate Christmas.
We have one with lots of little Star Trek things on it.
Oh my God! Seriously?
Yes.
You should be ashamed of that, Shane. You should not want to tell people. Is your whole family like Trekkie mad?
Yeah, yeah.
At Christmas, do they all like wear Spock ears?
No.
I'd love that. I would love that.
No. Okay, so we should move
on. I can't believe your whole family. That is so sad.
It's not. It's not really. Okay, so yes, moving onwards to Jagex's word about their updates last week. The first new way of player versus player combat will be released in the first half of 2008.
Yeah, now, I'm not happy about this, right? First half, I don't give a shit if it's taken them a long time to advertise it. Did they not have a contingency plan? Did they not think, well,
no.
if we're going to do this to the game, we might have to do this?
No.
Idiots. And first half 2008, that could be possibly 6 months.
It's a little thing called the software development life cycle.
I don't give a shit. Really, I don't.
I do.
They should. I just don't think, like, saying, well, it's going to take us 6 months to, like, fully fix our game, which we so horribly rate.
But they have to plan the update, design it,
give a crap,
implement it,
and
test it.
And you just know that
Jagex,
and they say it's 6 months, so it's probably really going to be like a year.
I don't think so. They've been. The only thing so far they've been far off with is that construction skill.
No, they suck.
Oh, God.
Jagex suck.
No. The staking and trading limit will be proportional to your quest points. At the maximum quest points, you'll get 10 times as much. How many quest points do you have, Bradley?
170-something, I think.
I have 249.
Yeah, well, that's because you're a quest nerd.
So if you have maximum quest points, you'll get 10 times as much. So basically 30,000 GP you'll be able to trade in one sitting, so... It's better, but it's not, like, I don't know, what's 30k, you know?
Nothing.
It's a few herbs.
Oh, so. Yes. 30k is a 10,000 more than 20k?
Yeah. Anyways. Possibility of loot chairs to receive their drops as coins,
hey,
right
Shane,
away?
Shane, I
They're
just have something I
that.
Need to bring to your attention.
Yes, sir.
Read that topic, it is rather important.
Okay. I will read that right now, so.
People are having problems getting into TS.
I wouldn't know what to do because I don't manage. I don't do much with the TeamSpeak server.
God damn it, we need Mike.
Yes, we do. Bad username or password. Only thing for him would be to make sure he's using his same forum password, and should be no reason the IP is banned. I don't know. I'll check into it later after we're done recording, but anyways, that's that. So, what do you think of loot sharers being able to share their own coins right away?
I think that's a very good idea.
Yeah.
The whole, but, you know, selling it and spending money.
Base it off the Grand Exchange, which is good, because if you think about it, why do you do group events like that, you know? It's to
get money.
It's to be with your friends and share a drop. There's no point
and
in doing that if you
people.
Can't share it.
To exploit
what?
People.
You exploit...
To make money for your own gain.
You are one evil child. You are one evil child.
I'm joking.
But I just think... I was going to sell my Verax before this happened, but I don't think I will anymore because of this, you know? So that's good, eh?
Mm, yes.
Yes, item lending feature. It'll lend until either person's session expires.
No, I think, whilst the idea, yes, in theory, is good, the whole lending thing.
Just imagine you doing the fire cape with my Guthans, and I log out, and you lose your armor.
Yeah, exactly. I think they should maybe make it so you can set time limits on how long it's lent, like, you know, when you do the lending.
Like,
you can
say,
I want
day,
to lend it
24
person,
hours,
but, yes,
48,
24 hours,
48
hours,
etc.
Yeah, something like that. That's what I think they should do, rather than... Because, I mean... If you want to borrow something to do something like the fire caves, you don't want to have to like stay logged in just so your friend can still... I think they should... I don't think implementing it while you're both logged in is a good idea.
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay. And they formed a new Grand Exchange team.
What, a team of people to work on the Grand Exchange?
Yes, to make sure that the prices are within their desirable limits and whatnot.
Okay.
Which apparently is turning out to be a bigger task than I thought, because apparently there's over 15,000 items in the Grand Exchange.
Okay.
So, good for Jagex. That's just like you know how companies and governments like do make work jobs. Maybe this is like a make work job, you know?
Yeah, but last week we were like slagging them off, and this week we're kissing their asses again.
Yeah, it's rather funny, ain't it?
No, it ain't funny, it's sad. I still hate them and I want Andrew Garrett to get cancer and die.
Okay. But I don't think you should say that.
So, of course I should. No. I should say what I think.
Speaking of make work jobs, do they plow the streets there? every at winter?
No, because we never get snow.
Yeah, well, the other night they were cleaning the streets when there's like not enough snow on there to even like clean the streets, you know.
So why did they bother?
I don't know. Like there's sparks coming out from under the plow thing, you know, from like rubbing against the road.
Anyways. You know, everyone knows Canadians are idiots.
Okay, that's not necessary. It's just that it's just the government and their make work jobs. Moving on, smaller ground exchange changes. Purchased items of large quantity will be automatically noted. Yay for that.
Yeah.
There will be
less
unnecessary clicks when buying or selling. A 1,000 quantity button will be added. Access to single click increases to your item quantity.
Okay. They all sound fairly useful.
Yeah, so good on GX.
Especially the 1,000, because I remember when I was adjusting prices on mine, and it's a bit annoying to just, you know, go up by 50, and it's even so, it's a bit of a problem, you know, setting your custom price because, you know, I'm lazy like that. And I don't want to have to do any extra work. One extra click and a few keys on my keyboard is too damn much.
Also, we have that
you make me
the high score requirement for bounty hunters been changed from 500 down to 250. So I guess we can see that they're not necessarily getting the result they wanted to get on that. So that's rather amusing, don't you think?
Just a little bit, yes.
250 people only? Like, that's, like, rank 250? That's not that much. Like, people must not be playing it.
Indeed.
Anyways, on to the poll, I guess. A very merry RuneScape Xmas. But Christmas, let's just say. What do you think of these companies who try and be politically correct and not say Christmas and everything, you know?
I think they should go and die slowly.
Like, I just don't, like... It's your own company. Say what you want to say. There's no reason being politically correct, you know?
Yes, I agree.
Okay. Anyways, which of these would be your ultimate RuneScape Christmas present? What would be your RuneScape ultimate Christmas present, Brad?
Can you give me the options?
Party hat, a 99 skill, all the treasure trail items, a Santa hat, all quests complete, and a quest point cape are all Barrow's items.
I would say a 99 skill.
Okay, which skill would that be?
Fishing!
You're only three levels away.
Yeah, so I still can't be bothered.
You should do it one day.
One day, but
I'll pay
not
you to
today.
Do it.
Not tomorrow. Maybe not even the day after
I'd
tomorrow.
Have to say a party hat, like a white party hat, you know? Because nobody wants to pay to see my picture. So I'll have to get it as a Christmas
gift. Yeah, well, nobody loves you, Shane. Get used to it.
Oh, they do. They do, though, because otherwise they wouldn't be here listening.
Like a bitch, six people. One.
Which of these would be your favorite stocking filler? A god sword, a dragon full helmet, a fire cape, an abyssal whip, a dragon fire shield, a dark bow, a Saradoma sword, expert dragon archer chompy hat, God Wars castle or gold castle wars armor, or a stuffed king black dragon head.
I would say a godsword.
Yeah, me too.
Even though you'd have to have a pretty big stocking to fit a godsword.
What about the king black dragon head? How would you fit that in? As you know how big that head is, hey?
Yeah.
Like there's three of them.
I can't even remember what the joke about head was now. Because
Yeah, that was on last year's clip show when Construction came out, Trekkie. He they had that blip and Hunter was on the thing and he said you'll be able to get more heads.
Yeah. I don't know why that was that funny.
Because I don't know, because I didn't get it at first and everybody...
Oh yeah, because, then, you know, yeah.
Then other people started laughing, like King Kala and stuff, so...
And it took you ages to get it.
That was a good episode. More clips like that on the clip show, which is being recorded tomorrow. Whose Christmas party would you go to, Brad? Party
Nobody's.
Pete is leading with 26%.
Oh. No, I couldn't go to Party Pete, you know. And there could be a, you know, police raid with all the illegal substances he's rolling in.
Oh, right. The floor thing, how his floors would hide...
his crack, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Or the wise old man, is that 25%? Would you go to his?
No, because I feel he may rob me at his party.
What about your own?
I would never be bothered enough to hold a party. I'll tell you what I'd do. I would just stay at home and moan.
Like you're going to do over Christmas?
I'm not going to stay at home and moan over Christmas.
That's what your blog post made it sound like you're going to do.
No, it didn't. I'm going to Scotland on Friday.
For how long?
Scotland. Just for the weekend. I'm not actually staying there for Christmas.
And who's
Unfortunately.
There?
Unfortunately. My girlfriend's family.
Okay. I thought they were still in Germany.
No, most of her family. Her parents still live in Germany. Her, grandparents and auntie and uncle all live.
Oh, well, that should be fun.
No,
are you going to pass inspection?
Pass inspection? No, but I'm actually pissing myself. Because
why?
I've met her parents, but I've never actually met her extended family.
Should be fun, hey?
It'd be like meet the parents.
That's a good movie, isn't it?
Yes, it is very good.
Okay, 13% say Bob the Cat, and I'm not going to go into the other option. Would you go to a cat's party?
Depends how much tuna and milk there was.
You know cats are superior, eh?
Although I prefer to go to a cat's party than a dog's party.
Yes.
Of that there is no doubt. Because the dog would just try to hunt me at his party. Bastards.
Okay, on to questions now. These are ones that were submitted last week. So, first one, please, Brad.
So if you got all emo about your question not being answered last week, we will answer it this week. Anyway, first question. Why shouldn't I get an AMD processor? They'll cost far less than their Intel counterparts. That question is from Cowboy of Death.
So, what do you say?
I really have no idea. I don't really care.
Okay, a bit of a little lesson here. AMD processors were good at one point or another, maybe about 3 years ago you could get good value with them, but they really haven't made many advances since Intel came out with their core architecture, Core 2 Duo. So it's just really, Intel is like light years ahead of AMD right now. And AMD is releasing a new chip, but it's not out on market yet. We don't know how much it's going to cost, how good it's going to be, and there's been some problems with it. So it's just better to go with an Intel. You'll get a better chip, and it'll last you for longer. But if you are on a budget, AMD's are still decent, though. I use an X2 3800 in mine, and it's perfectly fine for what I do. But it's just me that if you're building a real gaming computer, if you want to build that top-of-the-line gaming computer, you have to go with a Core 2 Duo. If you're building a computer for just daily use, an AMD would be fine. So it really depends on what you're doing, just like everything else. It's so relative, you know? It's just relative on what you're doing. So, anyways, thank you, Cowboy of Death. Okay. Brad recently told me he likes genetics. So, Brad, what traits of yours would you like to be passed on to your future children? What are some ugly traits that you inherited from your parents, from Kelsey?
I like how the question is worded, so it seems like I can blame all my bad traits on my parents. Let me think. Let's see, traits I would like my children to have.
Nazism?
Shut up, I'm not a Nazi. At least I'm not homophobic like you are. You said you'd want all gays dead.
I never said that.
Yes, you did. You said on Amazon the other night, don't lie.
I said they're just lucky they have the right to breathe.
That's still racist. Not racist, homophobic. Anyway, let's see. I don't know. I can honestly think of nothing that I would like my children. I actually thought about this when I first saw the question, and I thought if you were with somebody who you wanted to have children with, who you loved enough to have children with, assuming it wasn't a complete accident with a total stranger or something, you'd probably want the children to be all them, wouldn't you? I mean, if you love them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I keep thinking. I guess people always tell me I have nice hair, so I'd like my children to have my quality of hair.
Okay.
That is really
else?
Weird. No. Everything
bad traits.
Else. They should be totally different from me. Let's see, bad traits. Well, I'm impatient. I would say that is from my mother. I'm very short-tempered. I would say that's also my mother. Let's see. I am.
You're not tall enough.
Shut up! I am tall. Well, tallish, not as tall as you, you freak. Let's see. I've got to think of one more. What other bad traits do I have? I can't think of any. I'm perfect. No. let's see. I can't think of any of this.
Okay. And Shane, if you were called in for jury duty, they're supposed to pick random people you don't have any connections with, and it turns out you used to be good friends with this person. Would you be biased for them to get them out of being guilty from Kelsey again? I think we can both answer this one, hey?
Why didn't you answer the question about genetics?
Because it was addressed to you.
Well, that question is addressed to you, and you want me to answer it?
I'm just saying we could both do it.
Okay, fine then. Go for it. You,
I'd have
you
to
go
say
first.
It depend on the crime, but I'd probably just do follow the evidence, and if they're guilty, they're guilty. So.
You'd never bail a friend out.
Well, bail, like, I would, like, you know, like, if you're referring to the term of bail money, I would do that.
No, not bail money. I mean, you wouldn't help them out? I think I couldn't. I mean, one person couldn't really sway a whole jury.
That's right. Like, you could, but it wouldn't do anything.
If they were innocent, they were innocent.
It would depend on the crime, too, you know? Like, if it was, say, murder of a person you didn't like as well, why not? Why not help them get out of it?
It also depends how much I like the person. If they're like my best friend who I really like, I'd probably try pretty damn hard to get them off it. But
sure.
If they were just like, you know, like a regular friend, I would probably go, nah, you're screwed, you're going down.
And it would depend on the crime, too.
Yeah, I mean, even if they were my friend and they committed a crime I completely didn't agree with.
What if it was robbery? Themselves.
Nah, robbery's not that bad a crime.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless they were robbing from me. They could go die.
Then you can phone them during an exam.
Shut up. That's in no way related to the criminal procedure, so die.
Okay, next question.
Next question. I assume by saying next question so presumptuously, you want me to read the next question.
Yes, please.
Shane. Oh, crap. You want me to pronounce this, don't you?
Yeah.
Shane, what is this Russian language, MQ times 2, at the bottom of your SIG? That question is from Red Steel.
I don't know. How would you pronounce that anyways?
We need MQ here.
What does that... Knock?
I'm not even
going to
try, Shane.
Kopnathiki?
Kopnathiki?
K-A-P-T-N-H-K-Y. Kanaknakwo.
Shane, just tell us what it means. Nobody cares hearing your retarded pronunciation.
I don't know. We'll ask MQ about that later. But
I thought you knew what it meant.
No, I know what it means. I just don't know how to pronounce it. It means thanks for the image. I originally had it thanks for the signature, but she said that means like thanks for the signature on a piece of paper. Because she
You're
made me
idiot.
Two SIGs, so I just keep that as a little thing down below to keep her happy, you know?
Yes, because I'm sure she'd go ape shit if you didn't have it there. Not.
That's what that means, Red Steel. Okay, Brad. Do you think there will ever be RuneScape conventions, and if there were one, would you go to it from Blooper Singer?
Depends. If I get a VIP pass from Jagex and, you know, they say hello.
What if
Mr.
we got
Woodward.
To do the show live there?
Hello, Mr. Woodward. We absolutely love your podcast and we think you're a very talented presenter. And we'd like
talented
to offer you
young
a,
boy.
A six-figure salary with our company telling us how shit we are every day and making gay references to Gower. And I think if, I don't know. It depends if there was going to be people there. Like, if other RSVNB people were going, I might consider it. Just
what about other fan sites?
I'd have to, you know, control myself. You know, perhaps if I'd had a few drinks, I might, you know, get a bit rowdy with, the Rune HQ or the Zybez people, you know.
Right, and then you can read more at saidbybrad.com. I'd go if it didn't involve flying across the ocean.
If the chance to record this live in front of a convention, I'd probably be very excited and, you know, wetting myself in equal measure.
Yeah, I'd go for that.
As long as I could have a beer live. So it could be like Dignation.
Do you watch that show?
Sometimes. I think it's quite entertaining sometimes.
Yeah.
You could be Kevin Rhodes, and I could be... No, I want to be Kevin Rhodes. You can be Alex Albrecht. Even though he's blonde.
You are blonde.
I know, but I don't want to be Alex Albrecht because he's slightly overweight.
What?
I think Alex... It isn't Alex... He, well, okay, Alex Albrecht is ugly. Kevin Rhodes is the better looking of the two.
Okay, whatever you say.
And of course, everybody knows I'm the better looking of me and Shane.
You don't even know that.
So I can take an educated guess. And I don't think you look like a supermodel because you keep bringing up Star Trek, so...
Oh, God.
Just an inkling I've got.
What are your thoughts on the Wii, Xbox 360, and PS3? I love them all, I just want to hear your thoughts. From Simi. So, Brad, you first.
You love them all. I think the Wii is good. The Wii is good for if you're playing with like. Shut up! I think the Wii is good if you're playing with friends because, of course, it's like, I think it's got very sort of. It's fun, isn't it? Like, you know, waving the controller around.
Yeah,
and it's sort of like almost party or orientated game.
Exactly.
But I think if you're playing on your own or you know,
sure no regular,
if you want more serious titles. Xbox 360, I've got myself. I think it's very good. So, yeah, that's it, I think. And the PS3 I've played on, I don't know.
They cut the price again recently.
Because they're trying to outsell the Xbox 360.
Yeah. And a year later, the Wii is still hard to get.
Yeah, I don't know why it's so popular, really.
It's because it's, like, innovational, you know? That's what I love about the Wii, is that it's so innovational with the Wiimote and everything. Whereas the Xbox 360 is just a standard console with your fingers that you use, whereas...
Yeah, but you could,
actually
it would
move
be
around
very
with
It would be very difficult to play sort of console games on the Wii, and that's why not many are available on the Wii.
They could make a new kind of controller that looks like a gun, and you could use that for shooting games.
I guess so, but a lot of shooting games require moving around as well. How are you going to do that? Unless they were just arcade-style shooters.
Get like a ball underneath you, so it like a big track ball that you can walk on.
Okay, and this is anywhere expensive.
Yeah, it is, actually. I'm actually just thinking of how I can make the holodeck a reality. You know the holodeck?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. Anyways, have you used a Wii, right?
Yeah.
Like, for instance, like the golf and the bowling
are fun. I take a Wii every
day. Yeah, well, not obviously not that kind, you know? But that's, like, eventually someone's going to have to come up with something like this, where you can have a huge open area and just move around, and it's like you're actually there, you know? That's where the next age of gaming is going.
What, like
the holodeck.
Like virtual reality?
Yes, the holodeck from Star Trek, you know?
Oh, dear God. I cannot believe you just said that.
Oh, another thing. The Wii can only play normal DVDs, whereas if you get the add-on for the 360, you can play HD DVD, and the PS3 is the cheapest Blu-ray player out there now. So, it depends if you want to watch HD DVDs. High-def DVDs. So. Okay, next question, please.
Okay, the next question. My friend has integrated graphics card, NVIDIA 6150 Ali, and he wants to buy Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare for it. Will it work, or will he need an upgrade? Sorry, that was his crappy spelling, not my crappy reading. Just want to make that apparent.
And that's from?
Mikhail. I'd imagine if it was integrated graphics, he'd probably need to... I don't know, actually.
Well...
You answer this.
Yes, you would probably need an upgrade, because integrated graphics, most of the time, only has 64 megs of RAM attached to it, maybe 128, but still, it does not have the power. It's using the CPU to do all the graphics work, so you're always going to get better results with a standalone graphics card, and from my experience, integrated graphics cards do not work well for 3D gaming. Only thing that, like if it says NVIDIA 7300 on it or something, that would work on a laptop. But if it's using the CPU to do it, chances aren't good. So I'd probably have to say get an upgrade, and you can get an upgrade for fairly cheap, like a lower-end 8600 or something like that, or even a old 77 series. So It'd just be better to upgrade it to a standalone card. What kind of graphics card do you have in your computer?
I have a... I think it's an ATI.
Okay. What number?
Well, let me check.
In mine, I have a 7800 GT, and on the Mac, a X1600 Mobility, so... It's okay. clear which one's a gaming machine. Is Brad... As we wait for Brad to check his graphics card...
I cannot find where I find out.
Oh, well. We'll move on.
It's an ATI something.
Okay. If everyone on the show were on an island and you could only have three items, which would you bring and who would you eat first from Ninja in Your Pants? What items would you take, Brad?
I would take a machete. Shotgun. What?
What else?
What? I'd take a machete, a shotgun, and a packet of cartridges for the shotgun.
Okay.
So I could defend myself against anybody who tried to kill me.
Me? I'd bring a magnifying glass.
Why would you bring a magnifying glass?
To start a fire.
Seems like a waste of an item to me.
No, you could use it to amplify the sun and start a fire. I'd bring a machete as well. I'd also bring some ration packs of food. Oh, and who would you eat first? I'd eat you first, of course. Just have to make
sure. You wouldn't.
Sure
I'd have my shotgun. I'd
just
blow
have
you
to make
away.
Sure I could cook you first. I'd take you out while you're sleeping.
Well, I would blow you away, Shane. So.
No, I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, you'd die, Shane. I'd kill you.
Nah.
Yeah, Shane, you'd be dead.
No. That's an interesting name, Ninja in Your Pants, eh?
I hope there isn't a ninja in my pants. It almost sounds like a sort of nickname for an STD. What have you got, man? I've got a ninja in my pants.
Okay. Oh, boy. Is that a real one?
No, I just made that up.
Is syphilis... Is syphilis is, right? Right? Or is that something else?
Yeah, syphilis is. Wait a minute, is it? Yeah, it is. I don't know. I can honestly say I don't have a great deal of experience in STDs.
Well, that's good. What about your... No, okay, we shouldn't be talking about this.
What
about GH.
Your what?
Nothing, I was going to say about your biology class.
Ooh.
Have you ever made something explode? Again, from Blooper Singer, have you?
No, I don't think I have.
Yeah, neither have I.
See, we're both boring. We're too boring for this question.
You have to get, like, a chemical engineer on, like, PFK-99s or something.
He's probably made lots of shit explode.
Yeah. Okay. Final question. Read it.
Yes, sir, Mr. Shane. Shane, do you limit your sci-fi interest to Star Trek, or have you looked at other sci-fi things, e.g. Star Wars, the best sci-fi series ever? Serenity, Firefly, 2001, A Space Odyssey, etc. That question is from Claire Word of Death.
No. Well, yes, but not Star Wars.
He is just... He is simply devoted to Star Trek.
No. I've watched other things. Like, I watched a bit of Stargate. Stargate's good. Have you ever watched that?
No, I haven't. I'm not a sci-fi person.
What about Andromeda?
No, I'm not a sci-fi person.
The Outer Limits?
No, I'm not a sci-fi person.
The Twilight Zone?
Guess what I'm going to say, Shane.
Okay. Yeah, so that's basically what I've watched. Star Trek, Andromeda, a bit of Stargate, The Outer Limits, The Twilight Zone, those kind of shows. So, it's interesting. Yeah.
Silence.
Speaking of which, have you ever heard of a show called Kyle XY?
No.
I saw a preview for it. It's about some cloning thing. Somebody who gets cloned and appears one day, you know? Has anybody heard of it in TeamSpeak? I saw a preview for it. It looked interesting. Anyone? No? Yes? No? Maybe so?
Nobody's paying attention.
Yeah, I guess not. So. Anyways. I guess that's it for questions this week. On to the tech news. So it's 2007 is winding down, so there's always those lists of the best of and whatnot. So first off, top 15 biggest tech disappointments of 2007. There's a huge list of them, but can you guess what's number one?
What? Best guess. Of what? Sorry, I was...
Take a guess of what's the number one tech disappointment of 2007.
The iPhone.
No, it's Vista.
Oh, your mother. Oh, sorry.
What? I don't get that.
Your mother was the number one tech disappointment of 2007.
No, it was Vista.
Oh, sorry. And did your mother come number two?
No, I don't know what was number two. But, I don't know. Vista, though. I don't know. It makes sense. It's, like, slower than XP, you know? People don't want to go to it. There's DRM problems. It's slower. I already said slower than XP, but the fastest Vista laptop is a MacBook Pro. Is that saying something? I don't know. But just Vista, it makes sense that people don't want to use it. But anyways, that's that. Google Zeitgeist 2007. You ever read the Zeitgeist?
No.
It basically categorizes what happened in Google this year. So, for instance, first fast gainers by quarter in the U.S. First one was in January was Chinese New Year, followed by Anna Nicole Smith. In April, it was the iPhone. In July, it was Vanessa Hudgens. In October, it was Radiohead.
I'm just going to go and look like this.
Yeah, it's a Google Zeitgeist. I'll paste the link to you. But... Oops. I like reading this every year. Like, oh, most popular searches, global, American Idol, YouTube, number two. Number three, Britney Spears. Number five, Chris Benoit.
Her sister's pregnant.
Yeah, I saw that on Dig. It's pretty stupid at 16.
Way to throw your life away, you stupid, stupid bitch.
Yeah, Showbiz, Young Hollywood, Paris Hilton, Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan. Interesting stuff on here. You guys can take a look at it on your own time. All the Rage. You can see the Wii and the Xbox. Near the end of the year, the Wii just jumps right up over the Xbox. So, I don't know.
So take the Xbox is still better.
Yeah, it is, but people just don't seem to like the Wii for some reason. I'm not sure why, so... Anyways, that's that.
People like taking a wee.
The Zeitgeist.
The Geitgeist.
Yeah, the Geitgeist.
Spirit of the times.
Yes. We should make a RSBNB Zeitgeist.
No, let's not.
Okay. Next story. Opera tries to force IE into W3C compliance with an EU complaint. Firefox success may work against it. This is that whole antitrust thing with Opera. It's like they want Microsoft to either adhere to web standards and make Internet Explorer more standardized, or unbundle it with the OS, or bundle more browsers with it, like, for instance, Opera. Which makes kind of sense, seeing as it's Opera's complaint, you know?
Yes, quite.
I don't know. Personally, do you have a problem with IE7 being bundled with XP?
No, because I just go into IE7 and download my own browser that I want to use.
Exactly, but...
I think Oprah are just being whiny bitches. Just like all the people who use it.
Not Mike.
If I insulted you there, feel free to fuck off.
I don't know. But they're saying this could work against them because Firefox has managed its surge in popularity without the benefit of bundling agreements, and there's no reason why Opera couldn't do the same thing. So it just seems like that Opera is feeling a little left behind because, well, they want to get bundled somewhere, and they can't seem to beat Firefox, which is kind of sad that they're doing that. But I just think open source is the way to go, especially with Firefox. Hey, you still use Firefox?
Yes, I still use Firefox.
That's good. So you can there's a whole lot more to this story, but it's just another Microsoft antitrust thing, so feel free to take a read on it on your own. But the really thing that made me laugh was the fact that Opera would suggest that they be bundled with Microsoft instead. So I just figured I'd post it for that reason, to get a nice little laugh.
They think they can overtake Firefox by asking to be bundled.
Have a nice little laugh, Brad.
anybody who uses Oprah needs to go and jump off a cliff.
Laugh.
Oh, I can't do it. Shane, please don't. Seriously, don't.
Why? What's so scary about that?
You're scary.
Oh. Okay, rants.
You want me
first
to do
one.
The first one?
Yes, please.
You want me to do the first one? Okay. Rants. Yes, that's right. I'm ranting about the Christmas update. I'm not going to go off about how stupid it is or how you can't wear a hat. I'm going to rant about one problem that I found. That'd be a good start. Although it's only out for a couple of weeks and you'll probably no change it, I'll say it anyway. This person sounds hilarious. When you are making your snowman, anyone can add on to it. This is really annoying when you have almost finished and you have a hat weapon to put on it, but then some selfish noob puts his thing on it. Yeah, I am a crybaby, but I don't care. I hate people wasting my time and annoying me for the sake of laziness. So make it when somebody builds a snowman while it starts. Nobody else can put stuff on it because it's annoying. While I agree with this rant in theory, I can't help but think the person who wrote it is a complete retard.
Why?
Because of the way he words his arguments. It's stupid. But yes, I do agree overall that it should be that way.
Some stupid peer kept putting friggin' archer hats on mine.
Yeah.
And then he disappeared.
Everybody left me alone. I wonder why.
Maybe it's just because you're an evil person.
But, and perhaps they said, hey, there's that guy from RSVB update. If we mess with him, he'll probably bitch about us on his show.
Possibly. But, like, for instance, you're building a snowman, some guy comes and puts on a Fremenic helmet and runs away and starts laughing. Like, isn't that just annoying?
It's also semi-retarded.
When he did that to me, I did the same thing to him.
An eye for an eye would make us all blind, Shane.
So? It's a good saying, an eye for an eye, you know?
Well then, why do you... You say it's a good saying. Forget it. I can't be bothered to argue with you.
Come on, tell me.
No, it's just... No, it's not worth it.
Yes, it is. It's always worth my time to talk to you.
Ah, how sweet.
Okay, I guess I should take the second one then.
That would make sense, yes.
As some of you may know, from either seeing my various imp hunting threads or seeing me imp catching in the world, I have had a very successful business of hunting dragon implings. I revolutionized dragon impling hunting by turning it into a business and many others joining in. With these new updates, it's going to make dragon impling hunters like myself go out of business. Most of our implings we catch are found by scouters who get a split of the loot. Well, with this update, we will not be able to split the loot with our scouters, and therefore nobody will scout, and there will be no need for our business. I have built friendships with many of my scouters. These new updates are not only shutting down the dragon impling business, but preventing the growth of new friendships and taking away the fun of dragon impling hunting. If anything has
humanity.
Anything to add, just feel free to post. Free bumps are greatly appreciated. Thanks. What do you think? This guy actually does sound like semi-non-retarded, you know, and like all the other rants on the rants forum.
Which is a rarity for the rants forum, anyway.
I've never hunted implings myself, but I know you can get lots of nice loot from them, like a dragon dagger, and that's, what, 60k split in half, 30k? And for a noob, that's lots of money.
I guess what this boils down to is Jagex aren't allowing you to share loot, which... Dragon impling hunting or whatever it is a problem, and yes, it shouldn't be that way.
Yeah.
But assuming Jagex changes...
It's just like that trade thing, how they're going to be changing that, so...
Hopefully, yes, so that should make this person...
And after all these changes are done, the more things that have changed, they're going to stay the same.
No, they aren't, because they'll be different.
They will.
They'll be different.
God. Different. You still don't understand that. I think some people understand that, like PFK99's... In the TeamSpeak right now, you understand it, right?
No.
Alex43?
If anybody says yes, they understand him, you deserve to die.
Oh, they will be. They will be the same. So, of course.
No, they won't. They'll be different.
More on the clip show when we actually derive the saying. Will be. When we remember that episode.
I try to block out my imagination.
They will change.
No, they won't.
Okay, moving on. Bradley, next one. Lee, Ler, Let, whatever, Brad Let.
Okay. Today, I got a reply. Today, I got a reply from customer support, which told me that Pure Essence Update in the past has been implemented to aid in the fight against real-world traders. But I do not understand why customer support is so out of date. I mean, what is the use of Pure Essence when you can't transfer wealth anymore to another character? Please, Jagex, remove Pure Essence and make only one kind of essence available. Pure Essence prices exploded since the supply stream of Pure Essence was terminated along with the bots which you forced out of the game. Short version. A couple of months ago, Jagex implemented Pure Essence which could only be mined by members at level 30 mining. Jagex had to resort to this because bots were making too much gold piece selling essence. This, of course, made normal essence less profitable and the bots went down to cut yew trees. Jagex didn't remove yew trees from the F2P population. Instead, it focused on stopping WRT forever. 10th of December 2007. Real world trade has been made impossible thanks to the sacrifice Jagex has made. A lot of players are annoyed with the update. Some others are pleased. The retards are pleased. Bots are gone. You can't see any bot anywhere. U-Log's price raised about 5% because you went to coupon free to play. Compensated for the demand. So Pure Essence more than doubled in price from 65p. It went to 120 GP in just one day. Pay-to-play essence miners could not slow down the demand, and the bots were not there to sustain the demand. The demand for Pure Essence exploded because of three factors: the removal of bots, no more supply; the removal of wilderness, abyss was safe. This in return attracted more players since they could not die doing abyss runecrafting. The removal of trading, the last method with which you can make some decent income. Players saw runecrafting as the most profitable skill and flocked to abyss runecraft to craft gnats. This added to the wildy removal.
I do sort of
agree with the latest changes that have been made that they probably should remove Pure Essence.
Yeah. I just think that makes sense because it was there to fix the problem. So was the ditch and so was a whole bunch of other things, you know? So, what's the deal, you know?
They probably should go around taking all those out now, but they will.
They don't want to upset Spades United.
No, well, Spades United can go die.
Yeah, and just at the Grand Exchange right now, and the average price for Pure Essence is 119 GP each.
Yeah, so it should be, and they should do that and remove it. Otherwise, people will be sad.
Yeah.
Sad.
Oh, do you hear those birds in the background? That's right.
No. Why do birds?
Did you hear that?
Suddenly, no.
Oh, too bad.
Singing.
Shh.
Suddenly,
just. Just listen for 1 minute.
I feel like a retard. Wow, I heard it.
See, they updated the bird sounds.
Well, I thought that was a real bird.
They updated the bird sounds yesterday. I noticed that.
You just made me listen to a bird on RuneScape. I actually thought that was a real bird outside your window. Or something.
You did?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, God, I feel like a reek. I hate
the
you.
The birdies are real. For Brad,
go
at
away.
Least. So you thought that was a real bird?
Go away. I don't like you anymore.
You know that the birds disappear here in the winter, right?
Yeah, but I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, I hate you.
Oh, my, that's hilarious.
No, it's not, Shane.
Yes, it is. Oh, God. Okay, people in TeamSpeak, back on track now. Okay, that's the end of rants, but yeah, Spades United, they don't want to upset them, you know? So, anyways... Do you remember Spades United?
Yes, Shane.
Okay.
I remember.
Okay, and that said, we're done rants, so we gotta go on to some other things. So first off, we have a huge list of RSB&B events that are happening over the Christmas break. So first of all, first ones first. This weekend on Saturday at 1 p.m. RSB&B time, 8 p.m. GMT, we have a Christmas parade and house party. We will start in Varrock and make our way to Yanil, where we will have a Christmas party in Alex 43's house. Bring your snowballs. Bring your snowballs.
Bring your snowballs.
And on Sunday, are you coming to this one?
What is it?
Oh, right, you're in Scotland, never mind. On Sunday the 23rd at 8 p.m. GMT, we will be having a Tazar snowball fight with wind spells. And the person who wins this will receive a prize donated by the events crew.
I wouldn't have come even if I was there.
And we've got three picture contests going on. We've got the Fantasy Picture Contest, the RuneScape Picture Contest, and the Best RuneScape Fake. You can see these at on the forums at forums.rsbnb.com. And next week, on the 29th, we'll be having Where in the World is Shane 1288 on World 128.
Yeah, what a gay name.
Why? Have you ever watched that show, like, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
No, but did you just want a chance to Where in the World is Shane 1288?
And a trial of the Clan Wars system on Sunday, December 30th. Again, we'll be splitting up into two teams, Mike 1288 team and Shane 1288 team.
Go Team Mike 1288.
No, no, no. So
Team Mike 1288 will be victorious. I am personally backing Team Mike 1288.
Are you coming to that? It's on
is it on
30th.
Sunday?
Yes, I think so.
The 30th?
Yeah.
I might be away then, but I don't know.
Okay. RSB&B is now running on PHP BB3.
BB3.
What do you think of PHP BB3 so far?
Well, I was very used to the old form system since I had been using it for over 2 years. But, yeah, it'll take a while to get used to, but it seems very good. It seems to be more featured.
It's quicker, like...
Yeah, I've noticed it being that much quicker, but...
We're recording two episodes of RSB&B Update tomorrow, Uncorked, which will be released on the 24th, and The Clip Show, which will be released on December 31st.
We have a busy day tomorrow.
Yes, we do. We're starting at 7 p.m. your time and doing the Uncorked after that. Okay, so what have you been up to, Brad?
Not much.
What have you been doing then with your time?
Nothing.
When are you off school for break?
Tomorrow.
Nice. I was done yesterday, so. But anyways.
Yeah, well, you do know work. We all know that.
Yes, we've been through this before. Any RuneScape?
No, not much besides the update.
Okay.
Which
WoW
makes me do. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Been playing with some RSB&B people.
Yeah, you're converting our people over. Just so you know, I downloaded the trial. I intend to try
Shane's
it.
Coming
but
to WoW.
No, I'm not. I'm just
it's
downloading
closing.
The trial, but I am not.
Closing.
No, I've downloaded the trial, but I am not going to be subscribing once it's done.
Once you go WoW, you never go back.
No, that doesn't even rhyme.
Once you go black, you never go back.
Black? How's WoW black?
I have no idea.
But yeah. I've been doing woodcutting and working on the forums with Mike, so a few changes here and there behind the scenes and whatnot, so all in all, it's been pretty good. Oh yes, donations, if you want to help RSB&B, what you can do is go to the main RSB&B page and click that little button up there that says support RSB&B or donate to support RSB&B. Click it. You can do a one-time donation or subscription, and if you do, you enter your forum name, and you will receive a donor rank on the forum.
But and if you don't... give Shane $1,000, he will make you site owner.
No, I won't do that.
But Mike will, though.
No, he wouldn't do that either. Just make sure that you don't donate 5 cents, because someone did that before, and we only got 1 cent from them.
Funny.
Yeah.
I should go and do it.
No.
Sorry, I think that's funny in a way. I can see it would be annoying.
It is annoying, because you do this, and you like it's just annoying. So, anyways, that's that. Click that little link on the page if you want to help RSB&B. I think we're done, hey?
We are done.
So,
like,
Just for you guys, note this is the last RSVNB update episode of 2007 that is based on RuneScape updates and whatnot. So the next episode relating to updates will be done in January. So we've got two specials coming out over the next week and a bit, so that'll be fun for the whole family. So, with that said, RSVNB update 131 is done.
Yay.